Welcome to Talk of the Town. I'm Sherry Gibson, and I'm happy to be joined today by Misty DeHaven, who is a nurse practitioner with the Family Counseling Center of FHN. And today, Misty, we're going to be talking about back to school and some stressors that come along with that. You know, everybody kind of chills during the summer, and then all of a sudden it's back to school time, and we're kind of looking at that right now. So what are some things related to going back to school that can cause stress in kids?
Sure, that's a great question. So children are all pretty individual, so there may be various things that bother one child compared to another, but some common stressors are just transitions of school, going to kindergarten, transitioning to middle school, beginning high school, going to a new school, or adjusting to the move of a good friend over the summer.
Sure. I can relate to that a little bit. I think we all can remember that first day of school in a new building and you're not sure where your classes are, where's your locker, all this kind of thing. But it can also cause some stress for parents. Can you talk about some of those stressors too?
Sure. And some of these stressors aren't even just with school. Finances, making sure you can cover tuition, school supplies, the cool clothes that all the kids want, concerns with how their child will adapt or fit into the school role, concerns with bullying and policies being followed within the school system. Securing before and after school care for children is also a concern.
Are there any symptoms of stress that you can recognize in either kids or adults? I mean, somebody can be stressed, but on the outside, you know, how does that manifest itself? What kinds of things do you look for?
Well, many stressful events that an adult can manage can cause stress in a child. So that's one thing just to keep in mind. A lot of times symptoms might include a decreased appetite or an upset stomach, headaches, new or recurrent bedwetting, trouble sleeping, nightmares, anger, crying, irritability.
Sure, some of the natural things, upset stomachs that we as adults can experience too. And that kind of leads into my next question. Are those stressors different depending on the ages of the person? Are they different for parents versus kids?
Well, I really think that's kind of individual. So, you know, some parents get an upset stomach as well.
That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, so now we've talked about some of the things that cause stress and how people react to stress. What can parents do to help reduce that stress in their kids?
Sure. The number one thing they can do is be a role model. They can set a routine, things like making sure their children get enough sleep, taking time to talk about school every day, promoting good eating habits.
And being there for the kid, too, I bet is important to let them know they can talk to the parent.
Absolutely. Support.
Is there anything that really is like it almost sounds oxymoron, but like a good stress, something that it's okay for the kids to experience?
Well, of course. So good stress or normal stress might include things like anticipating being called on in class for an answer or having to give a report. Those things that kind of give you butterflies in your stomach.
Okay. Yeah. And I think, again, we can all relate to those. I remember speech class. I hated it, but in the long run, it was a good thing. So,
absolutely.
What about parents and some tips to help reduce their own stress?
Sure. And this is kind of individualized as well. They should do what's comfortable for them. People might use meditation or deep breathing, exercises, journaling. If they want to do techniques that involve their children, they could look at old photos or play a board game with the kids.
Sure. Kind of take their mind off of things. And okay, so if parents are thinking that their kids are stressed out, are there any like signals that they should watch for so they know whether the child is becoming overstressed or too stressed out?
Right. So it's going to be those symptoms that we just kind of talked about, but also just observing different behavior changes. So if their appetite is significantly different, if they're no longer sleeping like they typically would, those would be indicators.
So you, as a nurse practitioner at the Family Counseling Center, what should they recognize that makes them think, hey, maybe we need to go seek some help?
Great question. So when when children or even adults become more withdrawn or more unhappy, more depressed, feel like they can't control their behaviors, those are good signs.
Okay. And you can actually help, right? You can help work through some of those things.
Absolutely. We have several different services at Freeport Counseling Services. We do play therapy, talk therapy, parenting skills through the Parent Enrichment Program. We utilize medication. community services, online resources. We see the broad spectrum of the population, so children to geriatrics. FCC does a lot of community involvement. They offer school services, and they have people that actually go into the school. They're developing and expanding that program further. They also have probation services within the judicial system that they collaborate with. And they also have 24-hour, 7-day-a-week crisis services available, which isn't available anywhere else.
So there are things that can be done if you're finding that either you yourself as a parent or your child is just, it's getting to the point where it's beyond just being nervous.
Absolutely. And, you know, in addition to those other services that are available, they individualize the plan to meet the child or the parent's needs.
So how would somebody go about making an appointment with FHN Family Counseling Center?
They could call Family Counseling Center at 815-599-7300 and select option 2 to schedule an appointment. Or we have the FHN website at www.fhn.org.
Okay, and I know there's a lot of information on that website. So, Misty, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Misty DeHaven, nurse practitioner with Family Counseling Center of FHN. Again, more information available on their website at fhn.org. This is Talk of the Town. Thank you for listening today.